Hello, everybody, and welcome into this episode of Chamber Chat. My name is Bill Vitiello. I'm from the Victory Bank in Limerick. I'm the Director of Institutional Relationships. Hey, it's been a while since we did an episode, and I just want to just take a brief moment and explain. You know, Chamber Chat was a passion of mine, and we did the podcast, and then we started as a StreamYard over COVID, and then we finally got it into this, where we're actually out visiting businesses on the street. And, you know, the reality of the situation is I love it. I love doing it, and I love that we can highlight businesses. But like everybody, time is an issue. Time is just an issue. So what we're probably going to do is do these types of episodes where we're going to get into different communities and almost do like a quarterly update sort of thing. And then we're going to have some smaller featurettes, you might say, by some other folks in the chamber. So we're going to get ready to do that shortly, and I'm sure you see it. But today, I am in Boyertown. If you've never been to Boyertown, you need to get to Boyertown because they have so many great things going on, so many great restaurants. You have the Colebrookdale Railroad. Business revitalization here is really strong. And today, if you haven't guessed, I am right here. Right here. Welcome. Let's go in and meet Ellen. Okay, everybody, and we're back with Ellen Martinetti. Ellen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me today.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, it's my pleasure. So we're here at Building a Better Boyertown, and why don't you tell us a little bit about the group, please?
Okay, we are a Main Street America community, which means we are accredited through a national organization to help boost economic vitality through Boyertown. It's a subdivision of the National Trust for Historic Preservation, and it's about boosting the small town economy of small, older communities throughout the United States. So in 2002, Mary Ann Deary, our former mayor, was heard about the program and decided to investigate. And so in 2002, we were officially formed as Building a Better Boyertown and became accredited, and we've been accredited every year since then. And I am considered a Main Street manager or executive director. And we follow the four pillars of community and economic vitality. So one is organization, which is our volunteers, our board of directors, our staff that help keep the organization running. The next is economic vitality, which is one where we support our local businesses, restaurants, retailers, privately owned businesses. As well as trying to attract new businesses to come in, all enhancing our downtown area. And then we have the design committee, which helps to promote and improve the physical part of Boyertown. We have several programs we've done over the years, which we can talk about. And then the fourth one is promotions, which is all about promoting Boyertown, doing fun events for our residents and visitors. Coming up September 15th and 16th is our annual Oktoberfest. All of these events are also fundraisers for us, which help us continue our mission of historic preservation and improving the economic vitality of Boyertown.
So that's what I was going to ask, how Building a Better Boyertown is funded. Obviously, events are one way.
Yes, so through events, donations. We currently have a membership program, a yearly donation, so to speak, that helps fund the organization. And we have some benefactors that have been very supportive to us over the years. So that keeps us sustainable and helps us work on getting grant funding for projects and things we can offer to the community.
That's great. So we were talking earlier, I was walking up the main street and just recognized all the progress that was happening mm-hmm. there. So tell me a little bit about the main street. We were chatting a little bit earlier.
Yeah, so just this week, I submitted a grant to the Pennsylvania Department of Economic and Community Development, DCED, and that is a facade grant program. So we have identified 10 properties that are privately owned that will benefit from this grant should we be awarded. Hopefully, we'll hear in December. So that grant program is a matching grant. So for example, if you own a property, you want to improve the front of the building, the facade, you want new windows, you want to paint, you have, you know, we have a lot of historic Victorian buildings. There's a lot of wood trim that, you know, we want to keep intact because that makes our town unique and beautiful. So you as a property owner would apply for that funding, and you would pay for everything up front, and then the state would reimburse you a maximum up to $5,000. So that will identify 10 properties along both Philadelphia Avenue and Reading Avenue, and that actually kind of completes the overall aesthetic of our town. Mm-hmm. And just physical improvements like that, when people drive through, they're like, hey, this looks like a really nice community. So it just attracts a lot of people and makes our town look beautiful.
That's great.
Yes.
Well, speaking about the Main Street, I would love to go for a walk and maybe point out some things that are going on around town.
Certainly, that'd be great.
Before we do that, though, we certainly want to promote your event coming up and then some other events at the Chamber. So we're going to ask Haley to roll some of those events right now.
This year, Building a Better Boreatown is celebrating their 16th annual Oktoberfest. Join them for a tasting preview on Thursday, September 14th, and for the Oktoberfest on Friday, September 15th, and Saturday, September 16th. October is Chamber of Commerce Month, and the Tri-County Area Chamber has a lot planned to celebrate with our members. Be sure to check out our calendar.
Okay, everybody, we're ready to start our walk. So just to give you, that's the outside of the building. And there's Ellen. Yes. Ellen, you're like Vanna White there.
I am.
Yeah. So so you're going to take us on a little walk?
Sure.
All
just
right,
so you know,
go.
Our office is a great little spot for information. If you want to visit Boreatown, we're open, so come check us out.
That's perfect. And we are recording here in the morning, so you might hear some truck noise.
Lots of truck traffic.
Like this one here. But that's all part of being in Boreatown,
yes.
Right?
So you might be wondering about our bears as we walk along the sidewalks. They were a program that was developed by Jane Stahl and her husband. She was a former teacher at Boreatown High School, and the Bears are the Boreatown Area School District's mascot. So different businesses and private people have sponsored each bear. They all have a different theme. There are approximately over 80 in the community.
There's quite a bit, yeah.
Some are privately owned, some are publicly displayed, as you see here. But they've become quite an icon, and people come and they're like, where are the bears? Where can we find the bears? So there's a bearfever.org, or it might be a .com, website where you can get a map and find all the bears.
That's cool.
And in about 10 years ago, we had applied in partnership with the Borough of Boreatown to apply for a state grant to improve our streetscape here, what we call it. So we installed new trees, the iron gates, the brick ribbons, flower planters, as well as the Victorian style streetlights. Those are all funded by grant money from the state. So that's another program we've worked on. Our flower pots are maintained and sponsored by some volunteers at Water and a local florist, Levin Good Flowers. They provide the plants and plant them, and then they really look great. There's about 80 of those throughout the downtown area that really make it look beautiful. So those are some projects we've done over the past few years.
Very cool.
And another project that we're trying to work on and get funding for is, right now we kind of call it the community walkway, but it's a link between our main town center parking lot to Philadelphia Avenue. So we want to refresh it. I could take you over there and show you the space if you'd
like. Yeah, let's
do
that. Yeah, let's see if we can cross safely here.
Okay.
All right, and Ellen, you're gonna show us the community walkway?
So this is the community walkway. It's kind of been a link between the parking lot and our main street. We would like to get funding to refresh it, new pavers, remove the curbing, which can be a tripping hazard. The plantings are a little overgrown, so we'd like to re-landscape, as well as put in some permanent seating, maybe a little mini permanent platform that can be used as a stage for musical or performances or art performances. We're going to, the borough owns this property as well as these two private property owners, so we're all trying to partner together to refresh it, put in some artwork, better lightings, just so we can use it 24/7, and instead of a walkway, it becomes like a mini pocket park for the community. And we would like to dedicate it to Mary Ann Deary, our former mayor, who passed away in January. She was in love with this town And I think she deserves to have her name here. And what a great way to do that when it's right in the middle of our community. So
she certainly does. Yeah. And you have a great space to do that. So I hope
we
that
do.
All comes
yeah.
together
so
for you.
Yeah. That's what we're looking for some funding for. So
okay.
that'll be a work in progress.
All right. Very nice. But where are you taking us next?
I think I'll take you down towards our next project, which is what we're calling the Community Fountain, which is down by our Culbertdale Railroad Station.
All right, let's head there.
So I had mentioned our facade grant that I submitted this week to DCED. One of these such properties is right here. It's the home of Model Bon Ott. They are a hobby shop in town. This building has had, you know, some changes over the years. It used to be the famous Bouse's Super Drugstore. So they're looking to re-side, put new shutters up, possible new windows, repair the wood trim, as you can see. You know, it's an old building. I'm not sure the exact date, but they want to replace it and refresh it so it can look a little more aesthetically pleasing. And another one is across the street, one of our another iconic business is Zimmer's Pets. They're looking to do some painting, replace some doors, and that's across the street over here.
Yeah, we'll get a shot of that as we get
okay.
a little bit closer, yeah.
And then there's another one down the block. There's 10 properties total, but these are ones that we're walking past
okay.
at the moment.
Sounds good. And I'm going to pan over to Zimmer's here.
Okay.
And how old's that building, would you say, roughly?
I'm not exactly sure. Probably the early 1900s based on the architectural style.
Yeah, we'll zoom in just a little bit rather than crossing the street. Some folks getting their picture taken by the Statue of Liberty there. Is that your Instagram spot in Boyertown here?
It must be, yeah.
That's great. I love it. It's so cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's head to the Culbertdale Railroad. All right, so we're headed towards the Culbertdale Railroad now.
Yes, I will show you our next project we're raising money for.
Yeah, let's do it. So for those who haven't seen the Culbertdale Railroad, here's one of the cars. I think this is a newer car, isn't it?
Yes, this one they're working on restoring. So it looks like it's been painted, but not completely. They're still working on it.
No, it looks good.
Looks like a coach car to me
yeah,
from the windows.
It's a work in progress.
Yes, always. So the railroad has done so much work over the years and have brought a lot of visitors to town, which ultimately also boosts our economic vitality. So it's a really wonderful attraction to have. We also have two other museums, the Boyertown Museum of Historic Vehicles and the General Carl Spatz U.S. I'm going to get in trouble if I don't say it right. USAA.
You're going to get a good
Air
general.
Force Museum. He was actually the founder of the U.S. Air Force, was born and raised in Boyertown.
That's awesome.
So that's pretty unique for
Love
us.
Love the history.
We also have the Historic State Movie Theater. They run first-run movies, new sound system, new seating. You can have some great popcorn and a movie for under $15.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where am I at here?
So this is the Culbertdale Railroad. It's sort of the entrance to come and ride the train. And this is a Victorian community fountain that we're trying to fund money for. This is just a piece of it. It's actually going to be a lot taller, and there'll be a pool surrounding it with the water. So it can be a great gathering space. Sometimes when we have events, we do have some vendors set up here. So again, it could be a great place for visitors to just maybe grab some lunch and sit down and eat, or mm-hmm. people can meet up. Yeah, and it's going to be beautiful, but we still have a funding gap. We've raised some money, but we still have some more to go. So we're trying to complete this. This is our first priority as far as all the other projects we have going on.
Well, it's a beautiful spot.
Yeah.
It could definitely be well utilized. And I know the railroad's even done some additional projects too,
mm-hmm.
Right along their rails there. So.
They have, yeah. So this whole area has been solely developed, and we partner with the railroad on some projects. We do have a farmer's market that we're in our third season. They've got grant funding to build a building to move our farmer's market inside, so it can be more of a year-round attraction, as well
great.
As put some artisan crafters and vendors in that space. So ultimately, you know, it's a place for local people to shop, get fresh produce, as well as attract visitors.
come a long way. Landscaping's beautiful.
It has, yes.
All right. Where else would you like to take us today? This is cool. We're getting a tour of Boyertown.
Well, I could take you up towards Reading Avenue, where we have some more facade grant buildings, and show you how it would just really complete that block.
All right. Why don't we do that?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so we've turned on to South Reading Avenue. So tell us about some of the businesses along here quickly.
This block has got a couple of our retailers. We have Boyertown Brickworks. He is a Lego resale business. He buys and sells, as well as online. So he opened about a year ago in Boyertown, and it's been a successful business. He attracts people from all over, as well as residents. And we're actually working on trying to get him a larger space.
Oh, nice.
So,
okay.
Yeah, if you want to start a retail business in Boyertown, I'm the person to call.
Perfect.
And then we have Widener's Deli. They originally had a stand at Zern's, and then when Zern's closed, they moved over here
South
Reading Avenue.
Yes.
So they're a wonderful deli. They make their own beef jerky. You can get your stuff for sandwiches. Semper Pie is a veteran-owned business in Boyertown. It started with Crystal was making a apple pie cheesecake, so that's how the name came about. Plus, he's a
Marine
veteran. Yeah, so they've been around for a while and are a great community staple in town, and they have wonderful desserts. So
that's awesome.
If you need that sugar fix, they're the ones to see.
I'll be stopping for sure.
Yeah, and then we also have Revive Consignment. She is a consignment shop that's been around for a while, and so it's a great place to look for some clothing and shoes and bags and purses. Mostly it's all women's clothing, so sorry guys.
Yeah, that's all good. All right, so we're gonna head to some of the a little bit further down the block,
the next block. Yes.
All right,
so just to give you an example of the facade grant program and how it can unify a block, we have two properties right in this block. One is on the end here, the 30 South Reading, where the AutoTag business is. That property owner is going to replace windows and paint the front. So that will make it more attractive. And then the next two buildings, Wren and Company here, they did benefit from the facade grant several years ago. So you can see the difference between the first building and the next. And then building 36 South Reading is in really good condition still. And then we come to 38 South Reading, where Bachman Music Store is. So you can see he needs some painting and trim repair. It's got all that beautiful gingerbread on the top of the building, as well as the siding could use some refreshing in the window trim. So he's on our list for the grant facade. And what that will do is these four buildings, including the fifth one on the end, which also received grant funding a few years ago, Joseph's Hair Salon. It's a big truck. So that will just really aesthetically unify this section of town and make it more attractive.
Well, you certainly get the car traffic, that's for sure.
Yes, we do.
And we're recording first thing in the morning, so it's great that you get this much traffic.
I thought it was quieter at this time of day, but apparently not.
All right, well, we'll take a few moments and wrap up the episode then.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we've ended our tour here. We are back at Building a Better Boyertown. Ellen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for
having me,
Bill.
Greatly appreciate all the updates. I see you got your Oktoberfest in the background there, September 15th and 16th.
Yeah, it's a great event, so thank you for your time today. I really appreciate you highlighting Boyertown.
No, we appreciate you taking us around. Some folks may not get a chance to get here on the main street and also see and understand some of the projects that are happening. So glad you could join us here on Chamber Chat.
Great, thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks everybody for joining this episode of Chamber Chat. I'm Bill Vitiello with the Victory Bank, Director of Institutional Relationships. And until we connect again, all my best. Bye for now.
For more information, visit buildingabetterboyertown.org, email manager@boyertownpa.org, or call 610-369-3054. Thank you for watching.